This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The set and the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air. Pretty well hit in center field. Rafaela back by the 379 marker, and he makes the catch. Thank goodness for that cool breeze blowing in from center. The Red Sox win. And the light show begins here at Fenway as the lights blink off and on in celebration of a seat-squirming victory for Boston. The second in a row in this series against the Yankees for the Red Sox. Four straight wins now. And six in their last seven.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Happy Father's Day. It is the KJ Show on WEEI. 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for starting your Sunday here. And it's amazing what a week can happen, what can happen in a week with a Major League Baseball team, with the Red Sox. Almost everything that I kind of jumped on them about last week, maybe they poured rum to the Joe Boo voodoo doll of KJ Show during the course of the week. They've won four in a row. And here's the other thing. Giolito went seven innings in the second game in the Rays series with a win. And then you had, and then right after that, Walker Buehler goes seven. He goes about seven innings. And then Friday night, Crochet puts on a masterpiece as always. And then last night, Hunter Dobbins. I mean, look, last week we were like, okay, Hunter Dobbins, do we have like a case of like, did you really run the marathon story or did you get off at Riverside? Like, this has been fascinating. And then, and keep in mind, we're talking about a team that's 500 now. This is where we kind of are in Red Sox Nation. We're feeling good because the team is 500. They've won four in a row, and they're going to win this series against the Yankees because they've won two out of the three. That now they're going for the sweep this afternoon. Like, this is a total different feeling than I thought going into last weekend series with the Yankees, where it's just like, oh man, if it's ugly, they're starting to get the paperwork and the lawyers together to get Cora out of here. Now you're like, oh, wait a minute. These young guys are kind of hanging in there, and the pitching is going six-plus innings. Suddenly, this is, I don't know, maybe. David Azer, thank you so much for being here, my producer for today. Like, you have to believe, and you have to have something, a belief in a higher power. I believe the KJ Show is the secret higher power for the Red Sox, because did you see this coming last week?
Oh, absolutely not. I was as low on the team as I've ever been, and this has been absolutely incredible to watch.
Look, it's very important to have the attitude of gratitude. And last week when I did the parody song about the Sox are almost out of it, baby, they were 9.5 out. They're now 7.5 out. They're 3.5 out from the second place. They're 3 games out from the second place spot. They're pulling everything. They're the hottest team in the AL East. Like, maybe this is why the KJ show comes on every Sunday. Like, they say with religion, they talked to me about potentially being a deacon in a church. And I asked them, I was like, you know, so deacons can have the beer, but not the Jameson, right? Yeah. But seriously, one of the things we talk about is there's kind of like a microwave effect for people, right? They're miserable during the week. It's about 70% of people miserable during the week. The job sucks. They need a higher power. They come on Sunday. They microwave the chicken, but they realize the chicken isn't fully cooked because you're supposed to practice this stuff every day. That by Monday, they're sick all over again. My concern is, like, please don't let the Red Sox suddenly start getting sick all over again next week once they go on the road. Because whatever salvation the Red Sox have received this week, KJ says, bless you, bless you, bless you. But look, 7.5 out now is a conversation again because you're beating the Yankees directly. You win again today. You're now 6.5 out. And you would be no different than where Toronto and Tampa was last week. Toronto's lost 2 in a row, so they're in a little bit of a skid. Tampa, you just came off of beating 2 out of 3. So, like, they're having their come to KJ show moment right now in their series after what they went through against the Red Sox. This has now suddenly become fascinating. And the reason why it's even more fascinating, 617-779-7937, that's also the text line, is all these issues still kind of exist that would make you think it could only progressively get worse. Bregman's not here. Cassis is still out for the year. Raffy's still not playing a field position. But all these other guys are like, Abreu's on the DL. He's about to come off. Mayer over there looking like close your ears for this, but you know, there really hasn't been a history of like this super great defensive third baseman in the history of the Red Sox. You got Greg Nettles over there proposing as Marcelo Mayer. It's very fascinating when you put young people to the fire, and this is a good thing. It's just like, hey, the worst that can happen is you can sink. But if you swim, you'll be okay. Meyer's swimming. I think it's still early on Roman Anthony. We'll talk about Roman Anthony here in the next break and what happened with the Greg Hill show and how they're going to get called out for being a bit creepy. You're kind of missing the point. That's coming in 10 minutes. But yeah, you got these young guys who, let's just call it what they are, really. Maybe Duran is the only one ready for prime time. Nevarez is really kind of like a Lifetime movie, you know. He was rejected sitting in the corner in the Yankees organization. You can't hit the golf speed pitch. Oh, get out of here. And becomes a hero and becomes like this little first quarter of the season hero for the Red Sox. Like, this is a Lifetime story kind of situation. You know, Abreu was only in his second year. And look, a year ago at this time, I remember people like, nah, there's no way Abreu's going to start and right. Rafaela has a position now. Like all these different things that are happening, don't scream ready for prime time. Look, and Cassis, who's supposed to be kind of like one of the co-leaders along with Duran of like the youth movement, he's out for the season. I mean, like, here's the thing. This is how crazy this has been. After this week, can you really beg for Trevor Story to be gone? I've seen a lot of baseball in my life. I've seen some amazing stories. I've seen stories of where it's just like, there's just no way they could be that bad. But this Red Sox story is where you kind of have brokenness, youth, and like, somebody like, KJ, you're belly-hooping over a 500 team. But if you just, on paper, you said this is who the roster is going to be 72 games in, you'd be like, oh man, probably in last place. Maybe they've won 30 games. Alex Cora on the hot seat. You know what? That was the story a week and a half ago. Now you'd have to say, with the confidence these guys have had and what they've shown, you have to be impressed because the young guys have at least stood up with their chest. Look, I know Campbell is going through his struggles, but here's how I generally look at it, right? When you have a rookie come up, you don't expect that rookie to suddenly be hitting 305, you know, with an OPS of like 850. Like, there's an adjustment period, and there's still going to be another adjustment period. This is what you're seeing with Roman Anthony. This is why he's got like one hit out of like 15 at bats. These things are going to happen. But if you can get your rookies in that first 600 at bats, right, about a season, to hit somewhere between 230 and 250, you feel like they could make that adjustment, because that difference between 230 and 250 is also the difference between 250 and 270. Right? So you could say, hey, if a guy can hit 230, he probably could hit 270 for you. Right? So even with Rafaela, where you're seeing him hitting the 220s, you're like, he's not hitting. It's like, it's Major League Baseball. You know, so if these guys could finish at, because instead of looking at, you know, what the batting average number is, look at it in terms of percentage. Can they hit 25%? Can they, you know, can they put 25% of their balls in play for a registered hit? Obviously, you're going to have sacrifice in there, so it's going to take over from the average. It's fine. But can they do 25%? Right? This is the greatest thing about baseball. It's the failures and the adjustment to them is the success. And so you have guys who, in their failures, I think, will be able to adjust to the success. 671-779-7937. 617-779-7937. I don't know who 671 is. Maybe from getting all the prank calls. Let's go to Brandon in Boston. Thanks so much for calling the KJ Show. Happy Father's Day if you're celebrating or avoiding. No, I'm totally kidding. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
You know, the conversation is the Red Sox don't have a true baseman. So I'm looking at, you know, the landscape of players that are out there that they can get. And this will be a low-risk, high-reward player. He's a gold glove. He's a platinum glove. He's a world champion. He says he's fully healthy and ready to go. He takes the pressure off people for, you know, when it comes to Cora saying, hey, who's going to play first base? Why not go out there and sign Anthony Rizzo? I mean, he's known for his defense. His playmaking ability on the first base, you know, scooping passes, making plays. Why not go out there and sign him, you know, for the veteran minimum, and then you have your guy, you know, and he's known for his power hitting. So I don't know how much you got left in the tank, but, I mean, he's 35 years old. He says he's fully healthy and ready to go. Why not go out there and get, you know, Anthony Rizzo?
How you feel about that? Thank you for the call. how much is left in the tank is really the question, right? Just in his 4 years with the Yankees, 249, then down to 224, then 244, then 228. The question I would ask, do you believe you can get an average at bat, an average of 235 out of a combination of Toro and Romy Gonzalez, considering Romy Gonzalez is murdering left-handed pitching? I would say go with what you got right now, right? Because the other thing is Anthony Rizzo hasn't had a spring training. The one sport where the preseason really matters the most for your real players, in my belief, is baseball. So if you're a veteran, you're like, well, yeah, I've done this before. But, yeah, you're stepping in at game 72. If it's going to take you 10 to 15 games to get hot at the expense of somebody who's been part of the boiling process, if you will, have you probably ever heard this term of, and those close your eyes who are like really animal lovers. Like you say, when you put the frog in boiling water, it immediately jumps out. But if you put the frog and let the water boil, it just stays in there. Well, Gonzalez and Toro, those guys have already been in the pot. And you feel like you can get more than that. The strikeouts from Rizzo, yeah, 100 per 400 at bats. So one out of every four bats, you're getting strikeouts. Look, if you're just trying to go get him just for a defensive glove, I would say, like, have you really seen just bad defensive play at first that just that screams you need to go get a first baseman that's going to not really produce for you at bats? Keep in mind, you say for the veterans minimum. His mind may think, like, this is a need. You're going to have to give me more than the minimum. And I would say, hey, why go away for, like, if you told me it was someone that could just get in there and completely smash, or, you know, even use Justin Turner as a great example, right? Justin Turner always will carry a bat with him, always, right? So if you stick him at first, I'm not saying go get Justin Turner. Don't miss. At least you know the bat is already happening. What you're saying with Anthony Rizzo is like he's got a really good glove at first. Oh yeah, what about the bat? You know, because again, you don't necessarily want to mess up the I just don't think you'll get more out of Anthony Rizzo by yourself than what you're getting it as a combination of Toro and Gonzalez. And plus, keep in mind, you still got to – what if Trevor Story needs a day off? You move Meyer over to short maybe. You're playing Toro can give you some third. You don't necessarily know when Bregman's return happens. So I don't – even though this team is 500, you would say – if there's something they would go get, what would it be? I still say it would be big-time pitching, but because these starters miraculously are getting six and a third, six and two-thirds, seven innings, Crochet is always giving you the – he's always pulled the wagon across the country, right? So this is the thing. You know, we're going to start having these conversations pretty soon about the Red Sox. Are they going to be buyers? Are they going to be sellers? Right now, I would have to say, you know, maybe you look at buying and what are the pieces that you buy with if you feel like you can make this run now that suddenly, okay, clear your, if you want to have a wild card discussion, I think you really don't have a wild card discussion until after the All-Star break. You know, it's just, it's like me in school, like all those A's I got on quizzes, but those quizzes only count for 10% of my test grade, right? So once you get past the All-Star break, if this team is still right in the mix of things, this is a buy. This is a team that's buying. Just because the way the American League, nobody's really running away with it in terms of the wild card. It's not like your second place teams are so close outside of the AL East. So that's why Toronto and Toronto and Tampa are kind of two of the three wild cards, right? But the Red Sox are just a couple of ticks behind that. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line still to come. Padre, Poppy, or Bastages, plus would you rather more likely to? We'll talk to Tom Carroll, some Red Sox, as well as Patriots camp that just ended. But right now it's time to trend with David Azar.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
How many followers have you gained on Instagram since Tuesday night?
Wow, I mean, it's been surreal. I went from having, I think, 3,000, and now I'm at 14,000. It's crazy.
And how many Boston guys have reached out in the DMs? That's what I really want to know.
I've gotten quite a few DMs since that night.
The KJ Show on your Father's Day. Thank you so much for being here on WEEI all across New England. And, of course, on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, type in WEEI. We will get into the recent fascination of Leah Anthony and her brother Roman, who happens to play on the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Keith in Nantucket. Keith, thank you for calling the KJ Show. Good Sunday and happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, KJ, happy Father's Day to you. And I got to tell you, right now you're my favorite announcer. I love baseball. I always listen to Wiggy, you know, for football, but now you're my baseball guy.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening to the show for a drive time. I'm heading back to Nantucket. I'm right around Boston right now on the road. But my take is this. I was kind of laughing at one of the last callers, not at him, but I was kind of chuckling. You know, history repeats itself. Bringing Rizzo back to Boston. Remember Bill Buckner? I loved Bill Buckner as a hitter, but we all know what happened with Bill Buckner. I would not trade right now Toro or my favorite Red Sox is Romy Gonzalez. That guy is fantastic. You could put it Romy anywhere, and the coach knows that. When I look at Romy Gonzalez, I see Dwight Evans in the past. Romy is a pickup from Chicago like nothing else. This Red Sox team is gelling. I'm with you. I would not sell any minor parts. I would, you know, if we're going to give away a guy like Lugo in AAA, that's fine. I wouldn't give away any parts.
Yeah,
what's
going to
happen is, Bregman's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Abreu's coming back. What's that going to do? It's going to get so tight, somebody has to go. And if we had to send somebody, I'm going to send an earthquake around New England here, but I'm going to say that you look at our DH, like you said, this kid, Meyer, he can play third like nothing. I would DH Bregman, the guy with the hurt quad.
Yeah.
And I would send our DH for the number one pitcher that we could find anywhere in the National League. Send Devers to the Dodgers. I don't care where you send him, but get us another Crochet, and we got another trophy over our head.
Keith, thanks so much for the call, and thank you for the kind words. Sports talk radio can be a very cooperative thing with the fans, right? It's very much Robert De Niro and the fan for a lot of us. But yes, thank you so much. Yeah, I was riding in the car with you, Dan, and Nantucket until you said get rid of Devers, right? Because you can still get a haul, but I totally agree with in terms of all these pieces that the Red Sox have. Like, just imagine the guys who won't play today based on how things may line up. That could be Toro, that could be Gonzalez, that could be Ref Snyder, right? So I'm not saying those guys are the ones that need to go, but you say, hey, wait a minute, the Red Sox are stacked almost, and I'm going to cross-pollinate references, almost kind of like the Indiana Pacers are, where it's kind of like, hey, these guys that come off the bench are not just guys that, like, okay, you've got to cycle them in. Right now, I think the key is going to be, and we'll get to the conversation with Roman Anthony here shortly, is who's the one that stays and who's the one that goes. And I don't think it's necessarily tied around when Bregman comes back and all these different moving pieces. That's not the worst idea in terms of DHing him. I just think that if you DH him, Raffy better have a glove ready, because you just don't give Raff, like, how are you going to give the DH a day off? Like, what you need a day off for from hitting? Like, you that's what they say about us at radio. Like, how hard do you really work? You're there for 4 hours, but mentally we're spent. Trust me, when the show is over, like, I will sleep for 2 hours just because I've talked for two. But I think the person who's on the out is Roman Anthony. Now, here's what may save him. And I had this in my notes going into it today, and then it was just like, those damn Red Sox must be, they must have hijacked my notes. Is when they, the acquisition of Van Bell, I was thinking, okay, do you give up another arm when the arms were suffering? And then, like I just mentioned in the last break, voila, our starters can pitch to more than 18 guys in a game. They send Van Bell off to Cincinnati for cash and considerations. So what does that do? Somebody might be able to stay. Maybe it's Anthony, but you would have to say in the pantheon of what the outfield is, and again, I remember hearing so many people saying, look, put Roman Anthony in left, move Durant to center. I had to remind you that some of the struggles that Durant has admitted to that he went through, I think were tied to struggling playing center field and wondering if he could do this. I mean, it's Rafaela, look, again, like I said, give me a season where Jackie Bradley Jr. hit 275, and I'll show you an oceanfront property just outside of Omaha, Nebraska. No, but that guy, what's the last play of yesterday's game? The last play of yesterday's game is Sedane Rafaela making a routine fly out, which would have been over somebody else's head who does not know how to navigate no man's land out there between the monster and center field. That ball drops with, I'll put it this way, if the Red Sox were at the plate and that's another outfielder, that's an outfielder running to go check that ball and can't get there because guess what? Most guys are not used to running about 412, 415 feet with a couple more steps before they get to a wall. They're not used to it. So you have to have the center fielder has to be so defensively minded that you almost say, okay, whatever we get from them for the bat is a bonus. Well, with Durant, you know you've got a bat. You've got the legs that can steal. You've got a guy who can cause chaos at the top of the lineup. You don't want that person to suddenly be in a situation where, okay, bad plays in the outfield. Look at him in left. Abreu won a gold glove. Like, you just don't move those people. Ref Snyder, I'm sure the team has probably been getting a bunch of phone calls. Like, hey, man, no. What him and Romy Gonzalez do with left-handed pitching is absolutely ridiculous right now. Those things can change. But for the right now, for a 500 team, these are good things. Again, like, this team that's 500 now, and people are like, why would you even celebrate a team that's only 500? You know how bad this team really should be with everything that's happened? I mean, keep in mind, Bregman was the player of the month to start the season. This is also a player who's almost hasn't been here in a month. And you're still kind of in it. Campbell, rookie of the month when the season started. Almost damn near donkey of the day at this point because he's trying to figure things out. And you're still 500. Oh, what about Cora? Remember Breslow hanging down in Atlanta? It's like, how are the wings? So Bradford, why don't you ask, hey, did you try the wings over there on the south end? You know, Breslow having to say that, you know, look, Cora is still our guy. And here I am on WEEI letting you know that management usually tells you the lie before the truth. And now you'd say, it might have been the truth. So you have so many sustaining backup pieces that you don't necessarily want to just give them up. Maybe if someone takes a flyer on Vaughn Grissom down at minor leagues and some of these other guys that you know that just don't pan out. But Hunter Dobbins, a big surprise, right? Even if Bayo doesn't have even if Bayo's outing this time is spotty and his last one was good, you feel good because Giolito is now starting to show up. Buehler has gone through his thing, and he showed up this past week. Crochet has been Crochet. Hello, there's four starters right there. 617-779-7937. Mark in Portsmouth. Mark, thanks so much for calling the KJ Show. Happy Father's Day, and you're on the air.
Happy Father's Day, KJ. Listen, we find a team that needs somebody who needs to hit left-handed pitching, get Romy out of here. Then when Abreu comes back and Bregman comes back, Bregman's back at third. You move the kid back over to shortstop, and then Story to first base, and then platoon your outfielders. You can grab a pitcher for a strong left-handed hitter here. So I think that's our goal.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, why I don't put Romy Gonzalez out is because, watch this, Romy Gonzalez has the most experience playing first on this team, right? And he doesn't play bad first. That's like, even if you say Roman Gonzalez and Tristan Cass is just playing the position of first, Gonzalez feels a little more fluid. I'm not saying better. He just seems to play the position a little more fluid. And you can pinch hit Gonzalez and put him at second. You can play him at third. There's no reason to platoon him into the outfield because, I mean, you've got more outfielders than enough. But I don't think Gonzalez is going to be the odd guy out. I would also probably put Campbell down there for maybe for a small assignment just to get, I don't know how you go to another team and say, hey, just make sure anytime you pitch to him, throw everything super inside and see if he can adjust. Yeah, I don't know. Because with Hamilton, yeah, you'll see mistakes. But yeah, also David Hamilton gives you speed, and he tends to be a defensive replacement for Campbell towards the end of the game. Again, Campbell is he's a real rookie, right? This guy's, well, you go through every level last year. So this is like a real, real rookie. Maybe he's someone you consider that you send him down for a little bit just to get more at-bats, more comfortable. But again, there's such a difference between AAA pitching and the major leagues, right? I mean, if the meals aren't the same, do you think the digital information that's available to you is the same? You know, Worcester suddenly this hub where they sell like a bunch of iPads in Worcester because the baseball team is here? No. You know, usually guys who are at AAA are down for assignment, rehab, or on their way out, right? Like, if they're on their way up, cool, they allow for those mistakes, but you're not, yeah. Double A is pretty much for people to save money and eat hot dogs for cheap, right? Parking was $5, hot dog was $1. Triple A, some neat stuff there, but, you know, is where you can find, what's the guy's name from Bull Durham, Kevin Costner's character? Like, that guy's going to be there. Like, Franchi Cordero would be a Triple A celebrity. Put it in perspective.
I think it was Crash Davis.
Crash. I know one of them was LaLoosh. That was the Dobbins guy, I believe. LaLoosh and Crash Davis. That's exactly right. Thank you very much. This is why you have exceptional producers like David Azer. Because when your mind is spinning as fast as it does on the KJ show, you're thinking, what about that? But back to Roman Anthony, who I think is the person who's going to be the guy out. 1-for-16, the one hit told me a lot, taking a off-speed pitch and going to the opposite field. But keep in mind, you were not screaming about get Roman Anthony here because he could slap it 180 feet to left. Like, that's not why you were like, you know, people are still talking about, like, did you see Lou Gehrig? I actually heard the Field of Dreams music when the ball went off of his bat when he hit it 497 feet. You know, what I saw from him is, This isn't really a launch guy at the major league level, because I think what the adjustment is don't give him the fastball down and in. Because keep in mind, Franchi Cordero smashes the fastball down and in. It's the other things that you have to concern yourself and how the adjustments are made. Now, you still have a few more days before Breo comes off of the DL, but I think Roman Anthony is the guy that goes back down just because they gave him a chance to see what it is. I think Mayer now becomes even more important because he's shown to be able to handle third. If there was a situation where he didn't hit, like, this is, man, Rafael Devers should be buying every one of his damn teammates a Cadillac by the end of this year, because Mayer is saving his ass from getting chewed out. Like, imagine if Mayer was struggling at third, which would have been a real possibility because, after all, he only played, what, 4 games at third, and they weren't at the major league level, and he's playing major league level third base and handling it very well. That's preventing us from asking Rafael Devers, so you're just going to let the rookie out there just struggle out there in third and not bring your glove to work. But now Rafi is bringing his glove to work and taking ground balls at short, because what that's about is not getting people to ask, like, is he going to start playing third? Is Mayer going to be more? What does it mean? Nah. So I think the team is in a good spot. So now back to the original clip that I played when I started this break, because we did get to talk baseball and not a lot of salaciousness about Lea Anthony and the sudden found, I'm sure in her DMs, hot was spelt with a W a lot, and that's how she probably knew it was probably, like, you know Johnny from Stoughton, you know. But yeah, look, here's what happened. Someone on the Greg Hill Show, and I'm not going to say whose name, who I believe it is. I have my thoughts. They got encapsulated when Lea put on the red lipstick before she came on television and did the interview with Nesson, right? Because you don't just put her on the Greg Hill Show just because they interviewed her. It was the red lipstick that got somebody on the show, David. But I'm here to tell a lot of you guys, or any of you guys who got mesmerized by the lipstick putting on, because I'm married to a Southern woman. A Southern woman is going to put on lipstick even if she goes outside to the mailbox, because someone will see her. It's not about getting gossiped up for any guy or anything like that. It's just like, hey, somebody's going to see me and want to watch this. One of my girlfriends is going to say, girl, with all that lipstick in your purse, you didn't put any lipstick on and you got on television? It wasn't about trying to catch any of you guys. Trust me. No. So somebody got mesmerized on the Greg Hill Show by Lea Anthony's red lipstick. Like, I'm the one who has the best game of anybody here on WEEI. Like, I got game. I just don't use it because, like, you know, when you're married, you need lawyers to break up. When you have a boyfriend and girlfriend, you just need an excuse. Okay, there was a joke somewhere in there that I was going to go referring to a trial that I'm not even going to touch. But yeah, somebody on the Greg Hill Show got enamored with the sudden putting on of red lipstick by Lea Anthony when she did the interview talking on Nesson when they came up for Roman Anthony's debut game. Well, at least we got guys here on this stage. I mean, you know, so that's what it is. All right. We'll get to your text messages next, 617-779-7937. We'll also get your calls as well. I got to address something that's going on at the NBA Finals and how people are being played like it's pro wrestling. That's next here on the KJ Show. Happy Father's Day to you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. We'll get to your text messages shortly. Plus, still to come, would you rather? I like to share great news. And this is absolutely crazy, right? So, despite it being my daughter's birthday yesterday, I reached out to my sister-in-law last minute, because, you know, sometimes you're putting these birthday plans together. I was like, hey, will you and my nephews be able to make it to the birthday party, you know, on the 14th? She said, no, we're going to be out of town that weekend. I was like, okay. So David Azer, my producer, you're going to die laughing. You won't believe this, and I'll even show you the picture as evidence. Yeah, where did they go out of town? My six-year-old nephew just won a Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament in Brazil. The dude won a gold medal. Maxton, congratulations. And his grandparents they can hear WEEI. Like, have you been to Canada? You've gone to Canada?
I have.
Yeah, for going to Canada, like, here is no different than, like, someone going to Florida. Though there's an intelligent difference, trust me. So just on the other side of the Canadian border is where Max's grandparents are. I won't get into their last names because you'd be like, damn, KJ, they are in your family. So congratulations to my six-year-old nephew. Just won a gold medal in Brazil in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And his older brother, who's out with he broke his elbow. Broke part of his arm. So he's not been able to wrestle. He has won already state tournaments, and D is like eight. Yeah, D is eight. Max is six. So I literally have the Steiner brothers in the making for my nephew. So congratulations. My six-year-old nephew won a gold medal in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Is it Sao Paulo? I don't want to say it. It was a tournament down in Sao Paulo yesterday. So, hey, I'm glad you didn't make it to the birthday party. But at the next birthday party, I know to hire for security. All right. We've been talking Red Sox this hour. If you missed any of the show, you can replay it on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, AudacyWEEI, type that in, and you can play it chapter by chapter to say part one, part two, part three. Let's go to the text line, talking Red Sox. What you got, David?
All right, text from the 413 says, typical Red Sox, they beat the good teams and lose to the weaker teams.
But here's the good thing about beating the better teams. They're the ones that are in front of you right now, right? So by taking two out of three from Tampa, you slow that machine down. The Yankees obviously are the ones that had the lead. You've cut it from 9.5 down to 7.5. You could cut it down to 6.5 today, which would be absolutely crazy, because now you would say there's a real conversation with the Red Sox having a chance to win the AL East. Again, as I mentioned in the first, and this is why I say, now I see why management has, hey, remind people to push them to the app, because I did mention earlier in the show that it would really suck to see how the Red Sox have, you know, created, they're sleeping in a California King bed right now, and then start giving you, you know, kid twin bed results when they go on the road. So what, you got to carry this on the road. So you're absolutely right, Texter. Yeah, when you start seeing these bad teams, like, there's no way, like, you now have to start thinking, when we play the Athletics, we have to sweep them. Hell, their home game is not even at home. So that's how you have to start thinking. So I'm absolutely right with you in that regard. And that's going to be the difference between a team that can get themselves closer to the AL East, you know, pennant, or a team that can definitely do so well, get themselves in a wild card, or a team that just absolutely slips up and just proves themselves to not be worthy of the good attempts that they make. So, but there were 72 games right now, so 27 games at a time. So the third installment, I don't know, David, if you follow this, it's a little mini series on the KJ show that after 27 games, you get episode one. After 52 games, yeah, after 52 games, no, 54 games, you get episode three. And then at 81 games. So yeah, 9 games will be episode three of 27 games at a time. You think that matches up to possibly when I'm on another Sunday? You know what's probably going to happen in the middle of the week, and you're just going to have to, you know, that's what happens when you get the show once a week. All right, one more text, and then we'll get into a dilemma that's going on television as well I've got to talk about, and then would you rather. What you got?
All right, from the 781, I'm tired of hearing everyone say that the Sox are out of it. They're less than 5 games out of the wild card spot, and that's with injuries and young guys playing. This team is going to go on a run in August. That's going to shock people.
Yeah, if Bregman, because here's the crazy thing. The history of Bregman is Bregman gets on fire after July 20th. Like Bregman, the heater, like Bregman and Summer go together. So if Bregman comes back and he's able to jump on board right away and be able to provide that bat, that's going to be key. If you still have these other pieces here in terms of Gonzalez performing, you know, Toro and Gonzalez, these, you know, whatever you do at first, I don't think it'd be a wrong answer. If you can get probably 250 out of that, you know, average between those two combined at first, is that really worse than what, I mean, that's better than what you were getting from Cassis by himself. We forget Cassis was struggling and was struggling to come out of it. So there was no production coming out of the first base spot as was it before. So it could be worse, right? It could be a still struggling Cassis at first, and now you're like, okay, well, what do you do? Still put Raffy at first. You know, so, yeah, August is still a ways away, and better to be at least at 500 at this point. And again, as the earlier texter mentioned, don't wet the bed when you go on the road. Okay, because I'm not going to give a lot of time or energy to the NBA Finals on this show by next week, because KJ show is only a it's like a magazine. It's like it's the Sunday edition of the Globe, right? The Sunday edition of the Globe does not show up on Tuesday, right? You know, this is where you get the better deals. There's more advertisements. I'm totally kidding. The series might be over by the time I'm on next week. And even though it's been a pretty decent series, there was an exchange that happened that was kind of a subtle shot about the media. First you hear Halliburton, then you hear Stephen A. Smith's response. Go ahead, play, David.
The commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball?
Just in case he was talking about me, my brother, I'm not going away.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be here for a while. And players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting there. Now, Halliburton says on the major platforms. Well, he's clearly letting you know. You know, the guys that will suck the teat tone. Just because I got a player to talk to me on something, you're not really going to be able to get to the meat of whatever it is. But here's the other thing, and that people are out screaming about Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire while watching game 5 of the NBA Finals. Yeah, I just admitted last week I was listening to the Blackbirds in earphones with the game going on the television. Yeah, people can walk and chew gum at the same time. But let me put it this way. The most entertaining former players on TV are Charles Barkley, Kendrick Perkins, Shaq, and I'll even put Shannon Sharp in there. What do all these guys have in common? Bad grammar. Bad grammar. Even Michael Strahan on Good Morning America has a noticeable lisp. Their imperfections are entertaining to decision makers. I mean, for God's sakes, you've got a guy named Booger. Booger, they don't call him by his Booger on Monday Night Football. There would never be a Booger McAfee. So here's the formula. A clear talking head plus the charismatic former pro. This is why Emmanuel Acho hasn't connected, but Joy Taylor has, though. Kenny Smith is not bigger than Shaq or Charles. RG3 is doing vaudeville from home. And Marcellus Wiley, who's a very intelligent guy, graduated from Columbia. He's out in the digital space. Ryan Clark spinning wheels. Look, I get it. The pro athlete, they want to prove that they can be as smooth as Steve Young. But unlike Steve Young, many of these guys don't have a law degree in the gift of clear gab. So I'm taking it back in the day. Great athletes were not pressed about speaking the King's English clearly. Just get us to the Kang of the Hill. That cheerleader over there is going to take care of your homework, buddy. Neon Bodo. English could be a language or a style of fishing. I mean, like, this is not what you got him for. But Stephen A. Smith could not sound like those guys phonetically. In fact, he's the first one who's put these unclear speaking personalities on the air because they are personalities. Look, you hear the argument that Kenny Smith, Stephen A. Smith has never dribbled a basketball. What does he know? I would ask, hey, what advice would you know in terms of giving bedroom advice out? You've never done prawn. Many of these players don't go after Pat McAfee because they've known since Pee Wee football that A, you don't hit the quarterback in practice, and B, the owner's 10-year-old has more say about your career than you do. So many of the modern players should be thanking Stephen A. Smith for even getting some of these guys in the room. I mean, remember, Barkley did spit on a fan, throw a glide through a glass window, and told you I'm not a role model. I love that, says the TV executive. Let's put him on TV. Shaq dabbled in law enforcement, had a major rap album, pawns and hawks everything in commercials, and in a freestyle asked Kobe Bryant if regular popcorn or kettle popcorn is what he tasted. I love that, says the TV executive. So if Gilbert Arenas, who's one of these guys who's trying to catch on, his best bet is probably like do podcast live from the shooting range. Have a gun safety expert on the segment. Okay, that wouldn't work. My point being is this. Whatever you think of Stephen A. Smith, look at the other people who they propagate to be the personalities and ask yourself, did you understand what they just said? All right, still to come. Brad Marchand in the role of Bozzini in this in the NHL playoffs. It's almost sickening, but right now it's time for... Yeah! Who takes this show serious? Who takes the KJ show seriously? Who?
Would you rather more like the two?
Uh-huh.
Either or, I ask of you. Would you rather more like the two? Either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather more likely to happen an either or? They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
Okay, the first one we have is, would you rather the Red Sox send Roman Anthony back to Worcester when Abreu returns or send Campbell down to Worcester when Abreu returns?
Oh, well, I can't go against my own words because I do think that Roman Anthony is the one that gets sent back. I'll say that, but I'll also say that with an asterisk because I believe if you want to get a breakthrough with Campbell, you might have to send him back down just to understand what it's like to see it at the speed of the show, what it's like to be back in the Worcester dugout. And, yeah, so I think Roman Anthony, so it asks, would I rather? I would rather have Campbell sent down for a quick stint than to send Roman and Anthony back. I still want to see some more Roman Anthony. I think time will just run out on him. Like to see him go 1-for-16, that is not a representation of what he can do. All right, next.
More likely to happen, Polk and Baker move up on the Patriots wide receiver depth chart or Mac Hollins to move down on the depth chart?
Ooh. Yeah, isn't Mac Hollins almost like the forgotten guy? How many sentences have you heard the word Mac Hollins put in there? Everything has been Stephon Diggs or the other guys that have already been here. Mac Hollins is really designed to be the number two guy here. That's interesting because here Polk is supposed to be the number two via last year's draft. Baker is still trying to figure out some things. Ooh, what's more like? This is tough. Wouldn't you think this is tough, David?
Yeah, I would probably lean Polk and Baker moving up.
Yeah, I think Polk may move up on the depth chart, and Mac Hollins be the solid. So maybe you turn him into a solid slot receiver. Tell him, but I think it's more likely that Polk will move up because Polk is the long-term potential investment you gave. You know, you use the second round for him. You want to see this guy butt into some type of superstar. All right, next.
All right, either or, either share your personal data on Twitter or start an OnlyFans account.
Wow. So my OnlyFans account really wouldn't take off because I don't know if you've noticed, there's only, if you took like the top 20 most successful people on OnlyFans, it wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be anybody that looked like me. So, but share my personal data on X? Jeez. Oh gosh. I'd start my own OnlyFans account, but my wife would probably kill me. So if anybody wanted to see a snuff film, that's where they would be able to see it. And that is, would you rather more likely to either or on the KJ Show? Happy Father's Day. We talk Brad Marchand being a one-man wrecking band for his not old team next here on WEEI. Good Sunday to you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.